Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutor and NeilHaley.com. And the holidays are coming. I can't believe it. Memorial Day. But my guest has a very, very interesting book and an interesting story. But also she might give me some tips to kind of get me ready for Sunday. So I'm excited to welcome the program. For Monday, I'm excited to welcome the program celebrity chef Barbara Lynch, author of Out of the Line, A Life of Playing with Fire. How are you, Chef Barbara? Thanks for calling.
I'm great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. You
Thanks
know,
for having me on your show.
Oh, well, I just wanted to first say congratulations on being named 100 most influential people in with Time. I mean, that's got to just be an look at. I looked at that list and holy cow, what a list to be on.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm still in shock. I'm like, oh my God, really me? But I'll take it. It's great. Thank you.
Yeah, so you worked very hard, but you started in with humble beginnings. Am I correct, Chef Barbara, that it was not an easy life growing up for you?
No. My mom was a widow, and she had six of us, and I was the last of six.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the last of
six. Basically, she was a busy lady.
Yeah, absolutely. So a big family. I have five kids of my own, so I understand. I was the only child, but now with my wife and I, we have five kids, and we understand those challenges. And to lose, to be widowed, and how your mom was able to make it, and you were the last of them, so you had a lot of help, I guess, surviving with your siblings, didn't you?
Oh, no. I mean, I think, they were a bit older as well. So I think, my mother she worked like three or four jobs to keep us off welfare. So she was a pretty busy, busy lady. And I didn't get any of the attention, or I really wasn't disciplined. So I was pretty creative as a kid, put it that way.
Okay, so you didn't have...
In terms of getting it, like... Yeah.
So you got the practice, right? How did you practice your creativity, Chef Barbara?
A lot was just on friends first, and by working on a boat was one of my first cooking jobs. And then I just, I sort of knew if I could cook, I'd always have a job. And even as a young teenager, so I had odd jobs all around, and then I decided to give it a try in real kitchens, and now here I am.
So, when you first got into a kitchen, were you definitely afraid at first when you first started to cook? Meaning, you cooked for friends and tried different things, but then once you were training to become this, was it something like wow, this wow factor, or did it just come easily and naturally for you?
Yeah. I would say that I felt more comfortable in the kitchen. Even till this day, it's still a wow factor that, oh my God, this tastes great, or, oh, people like this dish? You know, like, I'm never really satisfied with ounces, but the fact that, that whole wow moment is still kicking, really. It's always fun to still create and create dishes.
Absolutely. And from that process. So tell us that. So you humble beginnings. Where did you go when you first, got your first job as a chef? Tell us that story.
My first job was basically on Martha's Vineyard, and I lied my way into this job. He was looking for cooks, and I went in and asked to be, to apply for the cook's position. And I automatically said, well, there's no women cooks these days. Women don't cook, or don't you want to be a host or a server? And I said, I want to cook.
Yeah.
And it took about an hour to convince him, and then he gave me the job, showed up the next day, and the chef quit. And then he said, do you think you can do it? And I said, absolutely. I'm making quahog chowder, Dover sole. I lied my whole way through this job. Anyway, I got... And it was... amazing, because it was a very successful dinner diner cruise. And after that, it was just, right, I found what I love to do. That was it.
So when did you decide to go from chef to, again, put yourself again in the life of playing with fire, becoming an entrepreneur and a restaurateur. Because once you go from chef to you have to run everything, that's a different story, isn't it? Mm-hmm. For sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't come from a financial background or a culinary background, or I never graduated high school. So I was always dependent on, management to kind of run the books and run the operations. At one point in my 30-year career, I had two managers that really just wanted to kind of get rid of me, the founder of the, or the owner of the company, because they thought they could do it better. So I was, 10 years ago, I decided to get rid of that manager and run the company myself. And I have to say, if I didn't learn it on the job and figured out that they really didn't know what they were doing, I don't think I'd have 8 restaurants right now. So, yeah, coming out of the line, it was a big step for me, but successful nonetheless.
And you took the chance. You decided to get out of your comfort zone, for sure. Because when you're placed in the circumstance that you were placed in your life, and you could just been just a server, meaning a server in a way of just, okay, I'm gonna play in the background. I'm not gonna take chances. And you decided, no way, no how, I'm going after this. And that's what sounds like the entire life. And that's what people,
Yeah. I mean, you gotta take a risk, right? If you don't take a risk, Well, I actually had nothing to lose, so it was like, I'm gonna go for this. But I also felt like if I didn't get rid of this person, then what am I gonna do with my 240 employees that have, mortgages to pay, school loans to pay, and so forth? I mean, it's not gonna work out the way it's going right now. So I didn't want to let it collapse either.
All right. Well, fantastic. Real quick tip for Monday. What would you recommend for the cookout for us to go ahead and try? What's a recommendation?
Wood grill, going low. I love cooking. Well, because I'm from New England, so we do a lot of seafood. So I love grilling oysters. I love grilling lobsters, whole fish. It's actually wood charcoal from Japan that is amazing. It really retains the heat, and so you can cook long hours and so forth.
And your book is available on Amazon, and also So are you there? And your book's available on Amazon, and where else can we find information on you, Chef Barbara?
Oh my God! Just Google Barbara Lynch.
Everywhere. Okay. I understand. For sure. Congrats again on the 100, being 100 influential people in the world. And good luck with your book. And thanks again for calling.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Thanks. Okay, take care.
Have a great
See ya.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.